It's James with Net News Ledger. Joining us by Zoom is the Minister of Health and Member of Parliament for Thunder Bay Superior North, Ms. Patty Hajou. Minister, welcome to Net News Ledger again.
Thanks very much, James.
It just keeps feeling like this just keeps going on. At least it's sunnier out there this afternoon.
But I see the sun peeking in
all
from
the crazy
my
stuff with COVID and the rising numbers across all of Ontario, Alberta, and BC must have you working extra hard.
Well, listen, it is a scary time. Despite the fact that we are seeing vaccines arrive in the country, despite the fact that we are seeing the virus decline in certain areas like Thunder Bay, we are still seeing an exponential rise in other parts of the province, indeed other parts of the country. And it just shows you that the virus is not done with us yet. So it's hard for everyone, James. People are discouraged, they're tired, they're lonely, they've been working from home in some cases, if they're lucky enough for a year and a bit. Other people are on the front line, worried about getting sick, worried about their loved ones. And so it's a very difficult time right now.
Over the last couple of days, American media, specifically CNN, has been painting a picture of Canada as a COVID hotbed. And I don't think we are. What's the story?
Well, I think, I can't speak to what American media commentators are saying or not saying, but I will just say that we have seen an exponential rise in our cases. That much is true. What provinces and territories choose to do now will determine how much more suffering Canadians and sacrifice Canadians will have to go through. And we've got to be there together. We've got to work through this together and get these cases down. Each case is a person who's getting sick. Each case is a family who's been tremendously impacted. And so we have to work together to protect our families and our loved ones and our neighbors. But in terms of the vaccination process, I would say, given from where we started from as a country with really very limited to no biomanufacturing capacity, we're now third in the G20 of people who have received one dose of a vaccine. That means things are unfolding well. And in fact, in Q1, in the quarter one, that's January to March, we thought we would get about 6 million vaccines into this country. We ended up getting 9.5 million vaccines in that first quarter into Canada. And we have millions upon millions more arriving in this second quarter. Pfizer has turned out to be a workhorse after their initial sort of challenges around ramping up manufacturing. They're reliable, they're steady. We're working with Moderna and AstraZeneca. You know, we've got J&J approved, and we're waiting for more clarity on those doses and when they'll arrive. And so there are going to be more options for Canadians. And you can see that actually in our own community. You know, just today, the health unit opened up vaccinations for 60 and over. And AstraZeneca is available at a number of pharmacies around the city. So things are moving in the right direction.
That's kind of what I keep finding in the news is that, you know, it's so easy to go negative. You know, political campaigns can go negative and everybody says they hate it. But in the media, I'm trying hard not to focus on the negative because I think the light at the end of the tunnel is coming. We're getting there. We can see it where the finish line is near. So, you know, what message? I know you've always talked about the need for kindness, but we also need to maybe add into that to keep fighting.
Yeah, to keep doing the things that we know we will keep us safe. And I think that's where people are exhausted, right? Because people want to gather. It's natural. But listen, summer is coming. It's sunny today, as you point out. Northern Ontario is famous for our backyards and our barbecues and our ability to gather around, you know, a fire outside. And I would say hold on for that, you know, because that is a safer way to see our friends and family. And when the measures in Ontario are lifted, we'll have an opportunity to gather safely again. And we can really make some progress, I think, in, you know, moving things outdoors, making sure we're not going out if we don't have to go out. You know, there's no need right now to go and have a dinner party with anyone. We can skip those birthday parties one more year. What does it matter? One more year. Celebrate with your own immediate household. Look for ways to find joy in your life and look for ways to bring joy to other people. Because quite frankly, some of us have an internal well of optimism. I'm on the slightly more optimistic side of things. Other people are really troubled and really lonely. lonely. And there's a way for those of us that have a little more reserve to give to other people. I'm finding, you know, when someone sends me a note and says, hey, keep going, which I do get, by the way, thank you to everyone who has done that. Mm-hmm. That is an amazing lift. And it just kind of sort of sweetens my day a little to know that other people are thinking about me. And so we can do that for people in our lives, even people that maybe we don't communicate regularly with, because it's going to make a difference for them.
I did that in our morning weather update today. I said, for everybody, when you're, if you are out walking around, say hi to two strangers today. Just that simple act of kindness.
You know, I've said that actually for years, even pre-pandemic, that, you know, just acknowledging each other on the street, just saying hello, just, you know, smiling at each other, you know, commenting on somebody's dog. Everybody loves their dog. And I don't know about you, but when you tell someone they have a beautiful dog, that's a great moment for everyone that's a dog owner. So there's lots of different little ways we can acknowledge each other. And there's larger ways too, you know, volunteer with an organization. There's no need for us to say we're bored. There's enough work to go around for everyone. And so there's lots of opportunities for us to get involved in our community, even virtually. You know, reach out to somebody that is alone and isolated. If you're going for groceries, maybe somebody else needs something and ask if you could pick up the, yep, you know, thing they forgot last week. There's a million little ways that we can help each other. And each way that we connect actually makes a huge difference.
I've noticed that over the last week or so. We got a new bike, a Schwinn Stingray, for my grandson Nation, and he is just so proud of it. He's never biked before, but the first day we did 5 kilometers. I walked, he's on the bike as we're teaching him how to use it, and everybody sees him on it and goes hi, and he engages like he's a master politician.
You know, well, you told me that's his goal. You know what, I don't know if I have the years left to save the seat for him, but listen, if he wants to talk to a politician someday, I'm more than happy to do that.
Well, it was Lamareth, the other grandson, who told Minister Gravel and yourself that he's going to be mayor. So I don't know.
There you go. Well, Bill Morrow can give him some pointers on that front. That's for sure.
You've got some exciting announcements that have been made this week in the riding.
Yeah. So again, listen, one of the things that I think it's been hard for me to kind of keep my eye on is just how much money is coming into our riding. And in fact, a lot is arriving day over day. We've got FedNor money. We've got announcements on seniors funding for supports to help keep seniors connected. I got to give a shout out to the seniors groups and the variety of different organizations that are working on seniors engagement. You wouldn't think that this would be easy. You know, we all have our stereotypes about digital life and seniors, but these seniors know exactly how to connect online. And we've been awarding money to organizations that are doing that, helping people stay connected in their living rooms to other seniors and other people in the community. And I am looking forward to getting back into some of these seniors groups by Zoom, because they're a hoot and people give me great advice. And it's so nice to see everyone.
Minister, I want to thank you again for taking the time to put a little bit of, there's good news out there, and we got to share it now and then.
We got to share the love, James, and we got to share the kindness and compassion, because at this point, that's what everybody needs a little bit more of. And finger pointing and yelling at each other, it's not helpful. It's actually exhausting. There will be a time to recount everything that happened and everything that didn't, and how we can be better at this in the years to come. But right now, we just have to protect each other, and we have to protect each other's hearts too.
Minister, thank you very much, and we'll talk next week.
Take care, James. Bye-bye.